Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. They're big, luscious, malty, sweet, often layered and complex, and this is the time of year you're likely to find a few at your favorite liquor store. Barley wines this week on Beer Untapped. First, the terminology. Barley wines, old ales, stock ales, similar beers. Some claim a historic difference, still others say barley wines basically are old ales. All that really matters is that many of them are spectacular beers.
So the barley wine actually has nothing to do with wine at all.
No.
To clear that up. So barley wine originated, we'll talk about origins here, it originated in the British Isles over in the UK. The barley wine, the reason it was called a wine is because it usually has the ABV, the intensity, the strength of a wine. Very commonly it was actually aged in barrels as well too. So although it is still very much a beer, it is made with malt, it is not made with any grapes or anything else, the words that are often used to describe barley wines would be strong, sometimes sweet. They have ranges of flavors, but commonly include notes of dried fruits or oaks or some of the really strong, strong caramels, these big, big, intense flavors.
That is Seth Cook from Woodlegs Brewing at Brookings. He says barley wines are sippers.
These are usually served in very small glasses, and they're usually served at a nearly room temperature, but it is cellar temperature appropriately. Barley wine is to beer as I sometimes consider port or a fortified wine is to the wine industry. These are a specialty unit. They are well received, but are made very intentionally. It's usually not a barley wine every day type of enjoyment.
These are beers that need aging even before they're released.
The age is really made to smooth and mellow the beer itself. If you were to drink some of these barley wines right when they're done fermenting, the yeast has worked exceptionally hard, and you force the yeast to do things sometimes outside of its comfort zone to produce that much alcohol, because they had so much to eat, I mean, that's just the science of it, that there can be sometimes a perception of a beer being hot, where the alcohol flavor overwhelms a lot of the other notes to the beer. So by aging these barley wines or these old ales, very often that just that process over time allows some of the subtleties and the other flavors to take over, and a lot of the hot phenols or alcohol flavors to kind of mellow out. So that's a lot of the reason that these are aged beers is just because they taste better.
More Beer Untapped in a moment.
Barley wine has a way of making me crazy. So don't blame me for wind up calling you baby.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk barley wines. They're well suited to aging, and there are examples of barley wines that have been aged for years, even decades, and are still very drinkable.
The interesting thing about barley wines as well is that they will continue to develop in a bottle. So if you do have a cellar of barley wines, some people will take tasting notes and try, you know, maybe they'll buy two or three, and they'll try one in 6 months and one in a year. And they'll take different notes, and you'll begin to see different flavors develop.
I've had a 15-year-old English barley wine, J.W. Lee's Harvest Ale, produced annually. It was amazing. It had developed all kinds of complex flavors, and somewhat surprisingly to me, it was still pretty well carbonated. Now, there are two types of barley wines generally recognized, the English and the American. Not surprisingly, Americans have taken the barley wine and kicked up the hops.
We definitely use styles as a guide and interpret it. But American beers, just like everything we do, just like you said, we add more hops to it. We stay to the tradition where things are very strong. A lot of barley wines in the U.S. are still aged in some capacity in oak or other things.
The best known of the American-style barley wines, probably Bigfoot from Sierra Nevada. It's huge in nearly every respect, including hop bitterness. And there are a number of American brewers who make English-style barley wines as well. Many of them are excellent. Keep your eyes open. You can find them in South Dakota and Minnesota.
They're not seen often, and maybe I think that's why some people track them down, is because it does take a commitment to make this. This is, you tie up a lot of resources, you tie up a lot of grain. It's worth it, but it's not something that many breweries make with a high frequency just because of the capital expense it takes to make these.
A couple of South Dakota brewers have even tried their hands at a barley wine. Finally today, let's stop by Brookings Liquor Store, see what's new with our beer guide, Drew Eklund. New packaged beer includes a big stout from White Elm Brewing of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Their vanilla imperial stout, $9.99 for the 4-pack. This Russian imperial stout was aged on whole Mexican vanilla beans and clocks in at a whopping 13% ABV. So watch out for this one. And the next one I have is from Summit. It's called Dakota Soul, $8.99 for the 6-pack. Dakota Soul is a Czech-style pilsner using barley grown in the founder's home state of North Dakota. It's similar in style to Pilsner Urquell, which is one of the most refreshing beers I've had. For the first time, we have Surly Variety 12-packs. The 12-packs include Furious, Hell, Extra Citra, and a new variety pack exclusive, 60 Below Rye IPA. Surly Variety 12-packs are $17.99.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.